What a day of racing at Warwick Farm on Saturday. It's Inglis Millennium Day, and Paul Joyce is here to help us in our weekly podcast from Sky Sports Radio, looking at the legs of the quaddie. Paul, it is really the signs that the summer-autumn carnival is here.
Exactly right, Andrew. It's a big meeting out there at Warwick Farm, and it's a good day's racing from start to finish. Time to Rain kicks us off in the opener, and we're still interested right up until the last with a good race over the mile where I've got a roughie on top for the punters. But let's get stuck into the quaddie. The first leg is the Group 2 Breeders' Classic over 1,200 metres for the fillies and mares. Now, for the quaddie, I think we can just keep numbers 4, 2 and 3. I think 4 Champagne Cuddles is the deserved and correct favourite. She's a 4-time Group 1 place getter, 5-time Group 2 place getter. Admittedly, she hasn't cracked one of those big races yet, but she's been beaten by some top-notch horses in those races, as you'd expect. In particular, she bumped into Elise a couple of times. So I think she'll win it from the soft draw coming off that first up run down the straight at Flemington. Before the quaddie, I like the way this number 2 Cool Passion trial for Tony McAvoy and Tommy Berry. She just landed on the bunny in her 1,000-metre trial at Rose Hill. Winx ran third in the heat, so it was a really hot trial, and she looked to have a fair bit up the sleeve, Cool Passion. So I want her in the quaddie because I think she'll probably lead them up here. And number 3, Egyptian Symbol. Well, what a surprise it was when she came out and won the $1 million Magic Million Sprint up there in early January. And she's now back on her home track. She's a Group 3 winner a couple of times, and she's definitely not out of her grade here. So we'll take numbers 4, 2 and 3 in the first leg of the quaddie. And I think we'll have it covered, especially under the set weights and penalty scales. I think the top fast horses will prevail there. Then we'll have a look at the second leg, this Inglis Millennium for the two-year-olds over 1,200 metres, worth $2 million. Good field assembled, a couple tie up in the market will probably be hard to beat, but for the quaddie, we're going to go numbers 5, 2 and 1. Now, number 5 going on top, Pandano, I think he's just a good each-way bet. He's $15 with tab fixed odds. He's a colt by done deal. He's only had the one start up at Newcastle on the Beaumont track. He ran time and he won by 4 lengths with his head on his chest. Now, he's a colt who I spotted at the trials, and he was a great mover. I just wanted to keep an eye on where he turned up, and he turned up at Newcastle. He got the job done. It's his home track. So he had a few things in his favour, but he showed an acceleration from up on pace, which only the very good horses show. And I just think if you're going to have a bet in this race, you've got the other two options, which we'll get to next, or you could back this horse each way. And at the sort of place odds we're looking at, sort of $4 and better, I think he's the way to play the race. But you've got numbers 2 and 1. 2 Dawn Passage, 1 start, 1 brilliant win at Randwick, beating Aussie and Bivouac. He came from off pace. He showed a stunning turn of foot. He's from the right camp, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, and Blake Chin stick solid. So he's a massive winning chance and the favourite. And the second favourite, number 1, Accession. Well, what more could have he done? He won by 4 and a bit lengths over Avon River last time out at Rose Hill. He wasn't really tested either, so he's got upside as far as you can see. He's just got a sticky gait, but obviously with Hugh Bowman in the saddle, you don't want to put a horse off your quaddie list because of a tricky gait. Hughie might end up in the perfect spot. So I think with numbers 5, 2 and 1 in that Inglis Millennium, we'll be safe for the quaddie, and you can just play it whichever horse of those three you really fancy. But for me, it'll be Pandano each way. Then we'll have a look at the third leg, the Gardenia Handicap, a 1,600-metre open handicap. Obviously, we start to get a bit wide here as pace in the race will come from the likes of Almost Caught, and the other horse, Tangled, won't be far away, and obviously Samet Doubt likes to lead. For the quaddie, 5, 9, 4, 8, and 1. Number 5 goes on top, Tangled. He was gelded, this son of Snitzel, prior to this campaign, which would have been a pretty big call, considering he was a Group 2 winner and a 3-time Group 1 place getter. So the star value's gone. So he's got to make it on the track now. And his first up running the Carrington Stakes was better than I thought he'd go, considering I didn't really like his trials. But he chased home Tom Melbourne and Flo. He was fitter for that run. He gets out to 1,600 second up and Hugh Bowman jumps on. So I think Tangled will be a bit too good for these. But for the quaddie, we'll cover some bases. Number 9, New Universe. Well, if the New Universe turns up the turned up last start, he'll definitely win. But it had been a long, long time between drinks. But you can only go off what you saw, and he looks like he's back to his old form, New Universe. Number 4 goes in for third, Almost Caught. Now, this bloke's huge odds. I think he'll get a soft run up near the lead. He's first up, tackling the mile, and I think that works in his legs. So he might give a bit of cheek at big odds, and it certainly would be one to cheer for a quaddie. Number 8, Gresham, has to go in from barrier 1 with the claim. And I'm also throwing in number 1, Brimham Rocks, first up at the mile, but he's clearly the class runner of the race. So we've got 5, 9, 4, 8 and 1 in the third leg of our quaddie. I think we'll be alive coming into the last. I'm quietly confident. And in the last leg, 1600 benchmark 78, I've got numbers 12, 10, 5 and 7. Now, number 12, who I'm putting on top, Cisco Bay, last time I checked with Tab Fixed Odds, he was $41. So a massive price about number 12, but I'm sure he'll run a good race here. His first up run at Canterbury over 1,200. He was just outpaced there, which was to be expected, behind You Make Me Smile. Desert Lord ran fourth in that race, has since come out and won. And once this horse gets to a mile, he just finds his form. He went around in a couple of highways last campaign when he was with a different stable, the George Woodward camp. And you could argue he should have won a couple of those. He was placed on a few occasions, but he was very unlucky. I think if Robbie Dolan gets a bit of luck, this horse is carrying 50.5 kilos, and I know he'll run a very strong mile. So I'm happy to have something each way on Cisco Bay, and certainly for the quaddie, it could produce any sort of dividend. We've also got numbers 10, 5 and 7. 10 Matawi for Chris Waller and Sam Clipperton. Impressive winner at Canterbury last start from barrier 1. He gets all the favours. Number 5, Sondalon. He'll probably go round favourite. He went round short first up. He went down fighting too. They're a close-up third behind Brazen and Dealmaker. And number 7 goes in for fourth, Zidane. Well, he's been threatening to win a race at a bit of a price, and he just came up a nose short behind Harmattan at Rose Hill last time out over the 1,500. And the way he's racing from a soft gate, the 1,600 should suit. So we'll go 12, 10, 5 and 7. But any early birds out there might want to have something small on Cisco Bay at the $41 before that price comes down. So that's the way I'll be playing the quaddie, Andrew. 180 combinations, which means $18 will get you 10% at this stage. And just in case we get any major track downgrades or if there's some serious scratchings, I'll be back on air with you between 10 and 10.30 on Saturday morning, and we'll update the quaddie at the end of that half hour. Looking forward to it, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.